Hello, welcome to Spiritually Fed. My name is Bree Marshall. I am a wife, mother, a runner, baker, and I am so glad you are here with me today. Here, I love to share my personal life and spiritual experiences to connect and relate with you. I am hoping that you find spiritual moments and love. Let's share our experiences together. Hello. Welcome back, you guys. How are you doing this week? Things are wonderful, and I am so grateful that you are showing up here with me. I just wanted to share before we get started here today, I love that you guys are showing up, and I love that you're here wanting to connect with me. I was praying the other day, and I just had this really strong impression that I love sharing my testimony, and I love that I'm able to do it here with you guys. I am just so blessed and grateful to do this. I know that it's important. It just fulfills me. It just fulfills me, like being a daughter of God, a wife, a mother, and now that I'm able to share this message with you guys weekly or through my blog, it really humbles me, and I just want to tell you that I'm so grateful that you're here. So this week is actually really special for me. I have been trying to make sure what I'm about to share with you I've put a lot of detail into it, but what I really worked on the most was writing this down with the Spirit guiding me word by word. It was so powerful, and I just love what I'm going to be sharing with you today. And I hope that this resonates with you, and I hope that it helps you with anything that you're wanting to work on spiritually, that it will be a stepping stone or a guide for you. So today we're going to be talking about three ways to be spiritually fed. I will say it again, because you guys are amazing. I'm just so grateful to be here and connect with you and relate. And I'm hoping that I'm able to connect with you through my daily life and my spiritual experiences. And I know that in my experiences, the Spirit is also connecting with me and guiding me to become the best version of myself that I can be. Hands down, that is what I know to be true. And I just love sharing these experiences. They are growing me and strengthening my testimony in the Lord Jesus Christ. I want to just give you a little background. I don't know if you've seen my YouTube or if you've seen any past articles that I've shared on my website, or at my About Me page. But a couple of years ago, I knew I wanted to share more of my testimony and my love for Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ. And I really wasn't sure where to start. So after speaking with my husband and his moral support, and through wonderful strengthening prayer, I really felt impressed to start writing down all of my spiritual experiences every single day for 2 years. And as I did, I could see the Spirit more in my life than ever before. The Spirit literally desires to be mine and your constant companion. And when I acknowledged the Holy Ghost being there, I was able to distinguish right from wrong more, and happiness and negativity. It was super eye-opening for me. And with learning all this, I still experience hard days. I still experience them, you guys. I don't have it all together just because I'm more aware of the Spirit, but I'm more aware of my thoughts when I have the Spirit with me, and I'm more aware of the action I want to take next. And I'm also more aware of the joy in my life because of the Spirit and because of Jesus Christ being my light. I wanted to share a scripture in 2 Nephi 2:25 where it says, "Adam fell that men might be, and men are that they might have joy. And these daily experiences, they come with sorrow, but they come with a lot of happiness. And I am able to grow as I am coming closer to the Spirit and my Savior. So because of my experiences, I'm able to learn from them and find joy in the outcome. These spiritual experiences have brought so much joy in my life. I am so grateful they are mine and I am able to grow from them. And I hope that you can find spiritual experiences in your life. So I'm going to share three ways that I hope you can be spiritually fed. The first one is learning how you communicate with Heavenly Father. Number two is living your very best. Number three is coming to know Jesus Christ. So we're going to go ahead and start with that first one, learning how you communicate with Heavenly Father. So praying to Heavenly Father is very personal, and we all do it so differently. There's not a right way. There's not a wrong way. We just do it differently, and that is so beautiful to me. And I think as you practice prayer, communicating, you will find what is best for you. Just practice a minute, or every day, or multiple times a day, just practice it. And I found that as I've really focused on how I want to speak with Heavenly Father, I feel more connected with the Spirit. I sit myself down in a quiet place, and I think about sitting next to my Father in heaven. And I wait patiently for guidance. And I also know that this takes humility and practice as well. I feel deep and somber, and I love to express all of my gratitude and love for him. I share a lot of my desires and my hopes, and I don't always receive immediate answers, but I do feel his presence when I'm fully engaged in connecting in prayer. I feel peace, I feel comfort and understanding. I also know that Heavenly Father is fully aware of me and loves me to the fullest. Knowing that and believing that, feeling that, has made me connect longer and with better intentions. So number two is living your best. Breathe. Guys, take one step at a time. It really can be overwhelming to try and do everything exactly right. It really is. Heavenly Father knew we wouldn't, though. And that's why he asks us to keep trying, become a little better each day. We have been provided a Savior, Jesus Christ, and he came to save the world from sin and uplift all of us. Because of that great, great gift, we are able to repent and just strive to become better. We can strive to live our best, and that can involve just like even a small shift in our thoughts to see the good, a small shift in where we see the blessings, even little beauty that is around us. Choosing to live your best is not always the most popular, easiest, but it brings out your most authentic you. Oh my word, I cannot emphasize that enough. Choosing to live your best brings out your authentic you. It brings out a brightness. As we strive to think a little better, speak a little better, act a little better with grace for ourselves, love yourself along the way. You guys are so worth it. We are blessed for our efforts. Our results lift us higher when we take small steps to become better, and we desire more of them. So love yourself and who you are becoming. You are the only one that can be you. Isn't that such a beautiful thought? You are the only one that can be you. So live your best, think the best you can, and also love yourself through the highs and the lows, especially the lows. Love it all. Have your back. The Spirit wants to guide you to become the best version of yourself. Allow that wonderful blessing of comfort. Now I'm going to share number three, that is coming to know Jesus Christ. As we come to know Jesus Christ more, we understand more of a divine purpose for ourselves. Jesus Christ is perfect. And when you come to know his life and the example he set forth, you come to know how much he loves, understands, has compassion, and desires to help you. When I think of him and learn of him, I only find myself on higher ground. I feel peace and a closeness with him. He lived with the ultimate cruelties, but his heart is gold. He chooses to love everyone, you, for their shortcomings, your shortcomings, and only desires to uplift them. He strengthens us with his calm communication, an example to do what is right. Jesus Christ is the reason I am spiritually fed. His life humbles me to want to become better. Coming to know him helps me see my life through a clearer lens. I am trying to understand more of the thoughts, words, and actions of others through his lens, even mine. And I love to have the thought, I know this isn't mine, what would Jesus do? But I love adding these two others, like, what would Jesus think? What would Jesus say? And then what would Jesus do? And with these thoughts or questions, I have more compassion and understanding for who I can become and who everyone around me can become. We're all in this together, right? And I believe that Jesus Christ knows we are all doing our best. With his help, we can only become better and happier. He is the supreme being. I love him for all that he is and will create for us. So in conclusion, those three, let me just share them again one more time. Learning how you communicate with Heavenly Father is number one. Number two, living your best. Three, coming to know Jesus Christ. So I hope you can see yourself becoming more spiritually fed through these three ways to gain more spiritual experiences in your daily life. I know you are doing your best. I know it. To live your very best. You're doing it. We all experience pain and joy. It's great. And to know that we are supported and loved and comforted by Heavenly Father, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Ghost is so amazing. As we come to know these three and how to best listen to the Spirit in our own way, we will strive to grow, thrive, and live our best authentic selves. You are doing your best, and I want you to believe it. See the wonderful hand of the Lord in your daily life. To me, it truly is wonderful and peaceful. It's so peaceful. What a blessing that I cherish. So I hope that you're able to connect with me through these experiences, mine, yours. Please reach out to me. I hope that this resonated in you some way, and I hope that you're able to do more ways, your own unique ways of how to become more spiritually fed. Thank you so much for being here, you guys, today. Thank you so much for being here today. I'm so glad that you were able to tune in. If you are wanting more content, please check out my website, spirituallyfedblog.com. Make sure you subscribe so you never miss an episode and you're able to get my emails. I hope we can connect and become friends. Much love, Bree.